57. Returned to Nazareth after Passover with the six disciples. 31 October 1944. Jesus is near Nazareth with his cousin and the six disciples. From the top of the hill where they are, the white village can be seen amongst the green of the trees, with its houses scattered up and down the sweetly undulating slopes, gently declining in some cases, more steep in others.
Here we are, my friends. That is my house. My mother is at home, because there is smoke rising from the house. Perhaps she is baking. I will not ask you to stay with me, because I imagine you will be anxious to go to your homes. But if you wish to share my bread with me, and meet my mother, whom John has already met, then I say to you, come.
The six disciples, who were already sad because of the impending separation, are all happy again, and they accept the invitation wholeheartedly.
Let's go, then.
Go down the hill quickly, and take to the main road. It is evening. It is still warm, but the shades of evening are falling over the country, where the crops are beginning to ripen. They go into the village. Women are coming and going from the fountain, men standing on the threshold of their little workshops, or working in the kitchen gardens wave to Jesus and James. The children press round Jesus.
Will you come back? Are you staying here now?
The wheel of my little barrel is broken again. Do you know, Jesus? I have a new baby sister, and they have called her Mary.
The schoolmaster told me that I have learned everything, and that I am a true son of the law.
Sarah is not here, because her mother is very ill. She cries, because she is afraid.
Brother Isaac got married. We had a lovely feast.
Jesus listens, caresses, praises, promises his help. And they reach the house thus. Mary is already at the door, as a thoughtful boy informed her.
Son,
mother,
each other's arms. Mary, who is much smaller than Jesus, is leaning with her head on her son's chest, clasped in his arms. He kisses her blonde hair. They enter the house. The disciples, including Judas, remain outside, to leave Jesus and Mary free in their first effusions.
Jesus, my son.
Mary's voice trembles, as if it were choked with sobs.
Sir, why are you so upset?
Oh, son, they told me. In the temple, that day, there were some Galileans and some Nazarenes. They came back, and they told me. Oh, son.
You can see, mother, that I am well. I suffered no harm. God was glorified in his house.
Yes, I know, son of my heart. I know it was like a Blair waking the sleepers. And I am happy for the glory given to God. I am happy that this people of mine wakes to God. I am not reproaching you. I will not be a hindrance to you. I understand you and I am happy, but I begot you, son.
Mary is still clasped by Jesus' arms, and she has spoken holding her little open hands pressed against her son's chest, her head turned up towards him, her eyes shining with tears ready to run down her cheeks. She is now silent, leaning her head on his chest. She looks like a gray turtle dove, in her grayish dress, sheltered by two strong white wings, because Jesus still wears his white tunic and mantle.
Mother. Poor mother. Dear mother.
Kisses her again. He then says,
see? I am here, but I am not alone. I have my first disciples with me, and the other ones are in Judea. Also my cousin Judas is with me and follows me.
Judas?
Yes, Judas. I know why you are surprised. Among those who told you what happened, there certainly was Alphaeus with his sons, and I am not mistaken if I tell you that they criticized me. But do not be afraid. Today is so, tomorrow will be different. A man is to be cultivated like the soil, and where there are thorns, there will be roses. Judas, of whom you are so fond, is already with me.
Where is he now?
With the others. Have you got enough bread for everybody?
Yes, son. Mary of Alphaeus is taking it out of the oven just now. Mary is very good to me, particularly now.
God will give her glory.
He goes to the door and calls.
Your mother is here. Come in, my friends.
In, and greet Jesus' mother. Judas kisses her, and then runs looking for his mother. Jesus introduces the five disciples mentioning their names. Peter, Andrew, James, Nathaniel, Philip, because John, who has already met Mary, spoke to her immediately after Judas, bowing down to her, and receiving her blessing. Mary greets them and asks them to sit down. She is the landlady, and although adoring her Jesus with her glances, her soul seems to be speaking to her son through her eyes, she takes care of her guests. She would like to bring some water to refresh them. But Peter objects.
No, woman. I cannot allow that. Please sit near your son, Holy Mother. I will go, we will all go into the kitchen garden to refresh ourselves.
Mary of Alpheus rushes in, flushed and covered with flour. She greets Jesus who blesses her. She then leads the six men into the kitchen garden, to the fountain, and comes back happy.
Oh, Mary,
she says to the Virgin.
Judas told me how happy I am. For Judas and for you, my dear sister-in-law. I know that the others will scold me. But it does not matter. I will be happy the day I know that they are all for Jesus. We are mothers and we know. We feel what is good for our children. And I feel that you, Jesus, are the wealth of my children.
Caresses her head and smiles at her. The disciples come back in and Mary of Alpheus serves them sweet-smelling bread, olives, and cheese. She then brings a small amphora of red wine, which Jesus pours out to his friends. It is always Jesus who offers, and then hands things out. At first the disciples are somewhat embarrassed, then they become more sure of themselves and they speak about their houses, of the journey to Jerusalem, of the miracles worked by Jesus. They are full of zeal and affection, and Peter endeavors to form an alliance with Mary, to be taken by Jesus at once, without having to wait at Bethsaida.
Do what he tells you,
urges Mary, with a gentle smile.
Will be more useful to you than an immediate union. Whatever my Jesus does is always well done.
Peter's hope vanishes. But he submits with good grace. He only asks.
The alarm wait?
Jesus smiles at him, but does not say anything. Mary interprets Jesus' smile as a favorable sign and she explains.
Simon of Jonas, he is smiling. I therefore say to you as fast as a swallow's flight over the lake will be the time of your obedient waiting.
Thank you, woman.
Have you nothing to say, Judas? And you, John?
I am looking at you, Mary.
I am also looking at you, and do you know? This reminds me of bygone days. Also then I had three pairs of eyes staring at me lovingly. Do you remember, Mary, my three pupils?
Oh,
I do remember. You are quite right. And even now, three of almost the same age are looking at you with all their love. And I think that John is like Jesus, as Jesus was then, so fair and rosy, the youngest of them all.
The others are anxious to know more, and memories and stories of the past are awakened and related. It is growing dark.
My friends, I have no bedrooms, but the workshop where I used to work is over there. If you wish to take shelter there, but there is nothing but benches in it.
Comfortable bed for fishermen, won't to sleep on narrow boards.
Thank you, Master. It is an honor and a blessing to sleep under your roof.
Straw after bidding good night. Judas also goes home with his mother. Jesus and Mary are left in the room, sitting on the chest, in the light of the little oil lamp, each with one arm round the other's shoulder, and Jesus tells Mary of his recent journey. And Mary listens blissful, anxious, happy. The vision ends thus.